WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Procrastination Killer. You know that feeling when life just throws a curveball at you? Maybe it's a deadline looming, a personal issue flaring up, or even just a string of bad luck. We all face these moments, right? And honestly, how we handle them can make all the difference. Today, we're diving deep into building resilience, that inner strength that helps us bounce back from setbacks and keep pushing forward. Now, I know what you're thinking. Resilience? That sounds like some super-powered superhero thing. But trust me, it's totally attainable for all of us. It's about being kind to ourselves, taking care of our mental health, and developing strategies that help us navigate the inevitable bumps in the road. So, what are some concrete things we can do? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to build your resilience arsenal. First up, practice self-awareness. Ever heard the saying, "Know thyself"? It's actually pretty profound. Pay attention to your emotions, thoughts, and physical sensations. When you feel stress creeping in, what triggers it? What are your typical coping mechanisms? Once you understand your patterns, you can start making conscious choices about how you respond. Second, build a support system. You're not alone in this journey, folks. Nurturing genuine connections with friends, family, or even online communities can provide invaluable support during tough times. Sharing your experiences and knowing you have people who genuinely care can make all the difference. Remember, sometimes just talking things out can help release that pent-up pressure. Third, prioritize self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about intentionally carving out time for activities that replenish your energy and bring you joy. Whether it's reading a good book, hitting the gym, taking a walk in nature, or simply spending quality time with loved ones, make sure to schedule these moments into your week. Fourth, develop healthy coping mechanisms. We all have those go-to strategies when things get tough, whether it's binge-watching Netflix, scrolling social media endlessly, or reaching for that extra slice of pizza. Guilty as charged. While these can provide temporary relief, they often leave us feeling worse in the long run. Instead, explore healthier alternatives like mindfulness meditation, deep breathing exercises, journaling, or creative outlets. Finally, practice gratitude. Focusing on the positive aspects of your life, even amidst challenges, can significantly impact your resilience. Make a conscious effort to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. Cultivating this mindset shift can help you reframe difficult situations and find strength in the midst of adversity. Let me tell you a quick story about this whole resilience thing. Remember that time I decided to learn how to play the guitar? Yeah, it was a disaster. My fingers were sore, my rhythm was off, and I pretty much sounded like a dying cat trying to sing opera. I almost gave up right there. But then I remembered these 5 key takeaways. I started practicing regularly, joined an online community of fellow guitar beginners, treated myself to some relaxing music after each practice session. Hey, self-care. And focused on the tiny victories, like finally nailing a simple chord. Guess what? Now, I can actually play a few songs. It wasn't easy, but by practicing these resilience strategies, I was able to overcome those initial struggles. And that's the power of building your inner strength. It allows you to conquer any challenge that comes your way. So remember, folks, life is a roller coaster. There will be ups and downs, twists and turns. But with self-care, a strong support system, and these resilience strategies in your back pocket, you'll be ready to ride it out with grace and come out stronger on the other side. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for building resilience? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And as always, remember, you've got this. Until next time, keep slaying those procrastination dragons and crushing your goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.